And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is wit and wisdom. Each of my guests is sharing his or her wisdom and wit about their subject. My next guest is a family member of the Kardashian clan. He has a system to give us the insight to achieve the impossible, which he calls the Kardashian method. He'll share his inspiring message with us. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Ron Kardashian is an executive life coach, a published author, a fitness expert, an educator, a conference speaker, a national television and radio personality, and an NSCA certified strength and conditioning coach. Ron has overcome his own trials and tribulations, a personal triumph that enables him to discover powerful methods for helping others with diverse problems around the world. He is one of the world's first life coaches. He's one of America's first life coaches. He's the founder, he's the CEO of a successful executive coaching company, which empowers people of all walks of life to operate at peak performance. Ron has become well known as the Solutionist. He established a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is relentless in its efforts to communicate the power of bringing optimal health to all walks of life. This organization's mission is to fight obesity and all related diseases worldwide. Ron lives in California with his wife and family, joining us from Southern California. Hi, Ron. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Wow, did you say that all in one breath?
I tried to do it all in one breath. Yeah, I promised I wanted to get to the meat of the discussion with you, yes, because you are the focal point here. And even though your siblings, Kim and Courtney and Chloe, may dominate the headlines, you're the man you want to pay attention to if you want to transform your business or transform your personal life in just a short amount of time. Many listeners may wrongly believe that you had an easy time of life. That's just not so. You've overcome obstacles just like the rest of us. Tell us your story of transformation, Ron.
Well, it's very powerful, and I can probably say it in 30 seconds or less. As you know, the book is called The 30-Second Solution that I've just authored.
Yes.
But basically, the short of it is everyone comes to a point in their life where they've got to make a decision to change. And while there are theories and concepts and institutions that govern this policy of change, choosing not to change is a choice, Billy.
Sure.
And I had to reckon with that decision that for the major part of my life, whether it was associating with the wrong crowds, doing business with counterfeit people, associating in environments filled with drugs or high uses of alcohol, which I was akin to, was a choice that I was making in life. And as a young guy, and coming from a celebrity family, and being in the mix of all that, you think that success is wrapped around in certain venues, where I really had a reckoning with myself, saying, hey, Kardashian, if you're going to do anything for life, if you're going to do anything for yourself, and if you're going to do anything for other people, you better start working on yourself first, because you can't help anybody else with yourself in the trash. And really, that was the turning point for my life. It was making a solid decision to finally put my foot down and saying, I'm going to change my life, and using other people as the motivator, which I disclose in the book how very powerful this 30-second solutional concept is, and that when you're putting other people, you know, you hear a lot of the NFL guys saying, you know, I did this for my mother, or I will never go back to the neighborhoods we walked in when we were young children. Or so really having a cause behind my solution was the antidote to this whole transformational process. And as a result, you know, I've never returned back to those lifestyles again.
Good. And that's a very positive story. Ron, I mean, we want to take stuff away from this. How do you find that inner cause, that inner drive that you just talked about? For you, you just made a conscious decision. You decided to change your life. What is it that motivates most people to make the decision to change?
Well, you know, Billy, that is the age-old question. But I'll tell you, working with everyone from stay-home moms all the way up to corporate executives who run Fortune 500 companies, there is a congruent element that drives a human being to change in its beliefs. That at the core root of every human being, the behaviors that govern our decisions are based off our beliefs. Hence my subchapter, Beliefs Create Behavioral Changes. So the first place that you've got to start is in an educational platform. You've got to educate yourself and find out what is the root cause of my lapse, or quote-unquote my looping. You know, we know the famous saying, we've heard it 100 times, that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Albert Einstein, yeah.
Absolutely. And it needs to be reverberated, and it needs to sink in to say, hey, if I'm continuing to do these things over and over again, I'm acting like an insane person. I better take a different route through education. I like to say, get the information. It'll bring you to a revelation. And the word revelation is a lot deeper than information. I mean, Billy, we're on an information highway.
Absolutely.
We've got more books out there, How to Become a Millionaire in 30 Days, How to Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days. And why is America getting heavier, the economical status worsening, and there's 34 million unemployed right now? It's because we've got a lot of information, but no one's going inwardly. And while there's a lot of excuses externally, the root cause with every human being, and this is the beauty of having prolific coaches and teachers and mentors and pastors and leaders that are into personal development to help you, is that you have got to make a choice, a decision, to find out the root cause to your dilemma or disorder.
Wow. My guest is Ron Kardashian, author of the new book, Ron Kardashian's 30-Second Solution, Transform Your Body, Your Business, Your Relationships, and Your Life in Just Seconds at a Time. Ron, there's a lot of meat in that answer that you just gave us. And in your book, you teach something that you call the Big Method. What is the Big Method, and how do we take advantage of the Big Method?
Oh, you're going right to the gut.
I am.
That's at the end of the book, Big Method, Big Return. And really, the Big Method is this. Let me tell you it in a story form. I'll never forget a very powerful executive I coached. See if I can do this in 30 seconds. And long story short, I walked into his $20 million estate, wall to wall. I saw this beautiful woman on the wall and these four children. And I said, sir, and I write about this in the book. And I said, is this your beautiful family? Long story short, Billy, he tears up. And this is a man's man, you know. And he says to me, Ron, for the first 30 years of my life, I built my wealth. He said, I should have been building my marriage. He said, one day I took a glass and I threw it at my wife.
Ooh.
30 seconds, I was accused of attempted murder. He lost everything. On the flip side of this, decisions are the gateway of change, Billy, in that in the subtleties of life, the big method here is by a very subtle return. And that return is the decisions you make day to day are governing the big returns in your life. Everybody looks at the big decisions. But it's actually the small ones. For example, fast forward now 2 years later, I'm coaching an executive with 300 employees inside of his technology company. He wants to sell his company for $250 million. I said, hey, do you got a plan? Do you have an ROI? Do you have a policy? Where's the corporate policy? Where's the vision here? He didn't have it. We sat down, and in about 30 seconds, I said, tell me the core of this company. We wrote it down. He proposed the offer and got $250 million for his company.
Wow. Amazing.
The thing is that while it may take years to develop your 30-second process, it's in the moment that you make that decision, which is right around 30 seconds, that will either make or break you. That is a very big method. And oftentimes, we neglect the small decisions in life. We know the Tiger Woods syndrome. We know the executives who compromise. We know people in government who take 30 seconds out to abandon a marriage of 30 years, all on the premise of principle. It only took 30 seconds for you to say no to the affair, but you decided to do it anyways, and now you're reaping the repercussions of it. While those are very deep issues, I use prolific depth to constitute or to advocate these very powerful choices that we can make day to day that will make you very wealthy and will make you very healthy. I joke about it because it only takes 30 seconds for you to say no to a food that's causing heart palpitations. Your doctor tells you to hold off from red meat. You keep eating Krispy Kreme donuts and high fatty foods. You wonder why they call them massive heart attacks. It only takes 30 seconds to have an artery clog. Bam, Billy, that's it. You're on a gurney. So I'm getting America to understand, let's just relax. Think before you move. And that's why the 30-second solution has got these very three sound processes to help you modulate your life and think through things before you make decisions that could cost you a 30-year sentence.
Well, now, isn't that really the key, though, Ron, when you look at it? Because we're being bombarded all the time with new information, the internet, television, radio, just shows like this. Everything is coming at us. It's hard to take time to think. How do you make that pause so that you make the correct decision?
You know, you've said my word, and that's exactly what every human being has. It has a pause button. Instead of hitting the fast-forward button and try to find the get-rich-quick scheme or let me knock off 15 pounds in the next 7 days. I want America and the people that are I have the honor of influencing, which I do consider it a very deep honor, that I want you from the moment you say okay to the moment you say there it is, there's a gap. And in between that gap, Billy, is what I call the pause. That you cannot hit the fast forward button on relationships, on business, on life, even on your physical health. And that pause button is the one that America needs to train. We need to train ourselves to hit the pause button. Let me make a very, very prolific, powerful analogy here. True story, in my neighborhood, a gentleman did not hit the pause button before he decided to jump into oncoming traffic and run a red light in a residential neighborhood.
Ooh.
He ran the red light in 30 seconds. He killed a father on his way home after bringing his little girl to school, Billy. It made the paper. They've got a memorial out. Every time I turn the corner, I grab my chest and go, dear God in heaven, please help me to calm down on the road. Another doctor who was a famous surgeon over the cliffs of Laguna Niguel in our beautiful Southern California neighborhood, he was a very popular surgeon. You can Google this. Decides to take 30 seconds, put his head down, Billy, not hit the pause button, but hit his text messaging button. Bam, drives off the cliff in his convertible Mercedes-Benz, dead in 30 seconds.
Tragic.
So the pause button here is very, very important. And in Ron Kardashian's 30-second solution, I just help you activate it and keep it in a conscious state.
And that is great. My guest is Ron Kardashian. Ron, let's zero in on this because you are a life coach. You were one of America's very first life coaches, if not the first life coach.
Yes,
but
sir.
Let me ask you this question. Many people believe that they select the life coach that's going to be best for them. But in reality, you're the one who's doing the selecting of your clients. Talk to me. What do you look for in a client when you select them as a protege to be your protege as a life coach?
Well, yes, thank you for saying that, because I do have the luxury of working who I want, and it's only because of a screening process that the main candidacy or the requirement for you is that you have to be willing to be coachable. And you know what's so beautiful is that we now have scientific behavioral assessment testing that we give to Fortune 500 companies who are trying to get their executives into the top level. Like some companies, you can't even get in now without going through these assessments. We use them on the NFL, the NBA, PGA guy tours. In other words, it makes great people into greatness. And after we do the assessment, so no one's committed, then I really know where you are in life. For example, I work for I'm an independent contractor for a very large VC firm out here.
Uh-huh.
Worth billions of dollars. Well, the founders are very adamant about saying, I'm not a good judge of character. Will you screen our CEOs and our executives before we drop $20 million down?
Yeah.
And, you know, for a couple $1,000s, you can find out a lot of information in a very short amount of time about yourself. So there's a very scientific side of me. In addition to my heartfelt passion, I can ask you three things when we get on the phone together to ascertain whether or not you're ready for this type of thing. But I'll tell you, everybody has the DNA to do it, everybody has the ability to do it, and everybody will be transformed going through it. It's
all right.
Inevitable.
You've piqued my interest, Ron. You can ask me three things on the telephone that will tell you if I'm ready for coaching. What are those three things?
I'm not going to tell you right now. You've got to call and make an appointment.
All right, fair enough. All right, I'm just trying to get the secret sauce out of you, Ron, that's all. But let's come back to the scientific testing, because this fascinates me. You work with a venture capital company, and they're looking to place CEOs in their startups, ones that they hope are going to be with the company for a long time, help them grow and expand, because that's how VCs make their money.
Yeah.
So the big thing is, you look at these guys, are there any commonalities that you find in successful CEOs, successful business people that you can share with my listeners?
Absolutely, Billy. You know, every human being has 24 behavioral traits. They're basically in four quadrants. interpersonal stuff, how you organize your life. Are you a person of self-control, or do you have to really work hard at it? And what about your dedication traits, things like ambition, endurance, assertiveness, boldness, and in that is coachability. Am I dedicated to being coached? You know, a wise man learns from another man's mistakes, but a fool learns from himself. This is the hub of the proverbial wisdom of being coached. When I'm looking at a CEO, I'm not only looking for high dedication traits, I look at other things like conscientiousness, exhibition, trust. Is this a gentleman who operates in high structure and order? But does his order so high that he has no creativity? So what I do is I help you balance out your life contingent upon where your strengths are. Now, here's something that's been proven through the archives of neurology for years, and that is we operate at 92% of our life in an unconscious state, and
92.
We operate in the other 8 in a conscious state. So if these numbers are high or low, Billy, it doesn't mean you're good or bad. For example, if you've got low sociability, where you don't like to interact with people, if I put you in a room and say, hey, go mingle and hand out your business cards, it's not that you can't do it, it's that you're not comfortable doing it.
Right.
The key to my coaching program is to get you into the 92% where you are living in fullness. You're happy. You're waking up every day. The testosterone levels, serotonin levels, all those chemicals are flushing and rising to give you the motivation you need to fulfill the work and the calling that you want to do. This could be an entrepreneur starting a new business, or it could be a major VC getting ready to hand millions of dollars down. The congruent element is, are you functioning at your peak performance? And this is what the assessment reveals to you.
All right. My guest is Ron Kardashian, author of the new book, Ron Kardashian's 30-Second Solution, Transform Your Body, Business, Relationships, and Life in Just Seconds at a Time. Ron, what do you want readers to take away from reading your brand new book?
I want you to understand something so powerful. The reason why I wrote this book was for you. I really heartfelt am a genuine author who, yes, I want to sell millions of copies of my book. Let's not fluff this up. But on the other side of it, I want such content-dense and nutrient-dense information. And I want you to remember that before you make any decisions in life, that there are three things that I always remind people to ask. Number one, does this have the best interest of others in mind, what I'm doing? Learning would constitute yes. Does this have my best interest in mind, number two? And then does this decision breed life or death? Does it enhance my destiny and the world which I live, or does it take away from it? When you ask yourself those three questions every day, your life will increase, your wealth will accelerate, and your health will go into dimensions and levels you've never even dreamed possible.
Wow, that is powerful. My guest has been Ron Kardashian, author of the new book, Ron Kardashian's 30-Second Solution. Ron, if people are motivated, they hear the enthusiasm in your voice, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
Go to my website at Kardashian.tv. We also have a 888 number you can call in, 888-918-4325. That's 888-918-4325. We've got a wonderful staff who's willing to accommodate, ask any questions you need. But the website, you can purchase the book there and get more information about our coaching programs as well.
That is great. Ron, it has been a delight. Thank you for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.